Humility at the Table of Grace by Susie Larson, read by Ellie Johnson. Today's Bible verse is, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." Luke 18, 14b. When I was a fairly new Christian, I got involved in a young adults group at my local church. I didn't comfortably know my way around the church building, church politics, or even church lingo for that matter. And though my heart felt drawn to and at home among Christians, my soul felt unsure and out of place at times. I'd watch the worship team on stage and marvel at how comfortable they were with the spotlight and with the lyrics. I imagined they were some of God's favorites because they were so good at what they did, and they seemed so established in their faith. I, on the other hand, still had rough edges around my personality. I learned quickly that the playground in elementary school isn't the only place where social hierarchy exists. Feeling insecure and out of place on a regular basis, I sometimes lingered in the back rows when our large Sunday school class gathered each week. One day, in the back row, I met a man who was a tad older than the rest of us. He was humble, gentle, and reverent when it came to the things of God. More than once, while leaning forward to take notes on what our speaker had to say that day, I heard a soft mumble coming from my friend beside me. I'd look over and find him with his head bowed, hands folded, and praying under his breath. Then he'd look up, listen for a bit, and then pray some more. He wasn't well known in the group, and he was quite easy to miss. But whenever I asked him questions, he smiled at me sweetly, like he enjoyed and appreciated my hunger to learn. He never made me feel inferior or substandard as a Christian, and his insights always compelled me to look up. Once, during the busy time before service, when the more visible leaders in our group were bustling about with mic checks and worship practice, God turned my heart to my praying friend. Hidden in the shadows of the chapel, with his Bible in his lap and his hands open to heaven, he reverently bowed his head. I knew he was praying for every soul in the room, that we'd all encounter God and leave the sanctuary that evening with hearts more filled with love of him than when we had taken our places in the pews. I felt a new and holy fear of God settle into my soul. In Luke 18:9 through 14, Jesus tells the story of two men who stood in the synagogue to pray. One was well esteemed in the community, a leader of the faith. His prayers were lofty, elegant, and offered for all to hear. The other was a poor sinner who stood in the shadows and prayed simply, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Jesus shocked his listeners by telling them of the two men, it was the sinner in the shadows who left the synagogue at peace with God. Why? Because his prayer was offered in humility. The point is, we must never stop relying on God's goodness. He is the one who paid for our place at the table of grace. It is only in humility that we are able to partake of the feast.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.